Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, it's Denise Eckert here to help you reduce the stress in your life. Why? Because living a stressful life can lead to burnout, which can lead to some serious sicknesses. And I don't want that for you. I know for myself, I experienced burnout many times, and I ended up sick, in bed, sometimes in the hospital. So in this episode, I want to talk about going into a new year with less stress and more happiness. And I've got 5 tips for you to easily implement into your life. You know, some of us create New Year's resolutions, but unless we have a plan to implement them, do they really work? You know, we can say, I want to live a less stressful life, but in reality, if we don't change anything in our lives, will it be any different? The answer is no. I'm going to give you a few tips to help you make this your best year ever. Tip number 1, decluttering your life. I find it very important to take the time to reflect on last year. You know, what worked for you? What didn't work for you? What do you want to continue doing? What do you want to get rid of? What is not aligning with you now? What can you delegate to someone else? I've always had a problem with delegation. For some reason, I don't know, I feel like if I don't get it done, no one else could do it as good as I can. Well, you know what? I've changed that attitude. After experiencing burnout a few times, I've changed. For instance, I love Pinterest, and I want to become more involved with Pinterest. So this weekend, I decided to, I'm going to look into master classes and research and watch YouTube videos and, you know, become the expert on Pinterest. And then I finally went, okay, Denise, take some of your own advice. Why am I adding more to my plate? Finally, taking my own advice. Well, I decided instead of learning all about Pinterest, I'm hiring a Pinterest manager. And you know what? Even just doing that made me feel so much better. Tip number 2, being realistic on your to-do list. You know, creating that to-do list, we overwhelm ourselves because we don't account for things that can go wrong or things that take longer. If you're one of those people that does the to-do list, take a step back. Take a look as an outsider. Can you realistically get all this done in the time that you've allotted for this? What I have learned to do, and I love doing it, is at the beginning of the week, I make an overall to-do list. And then on a daily basis, depending on my time, I take 1 or 2 tasks and add it to that day. So in the end, I get all my things done by the end of the week, but I'm not putting it all on 1 day or 2 days. I'm working with how I'm feeling. I'm working with what else is coming up in my life. And you know what? Sometimes when things don't get done, there's always tomorrow and there's always the next day. But stressing yourself out about things that haven't gotten done just creates stress, creates sickness, and it doesn't do anybody any good. Tip 3, plan for your work, but also plan for your fun and plan for your joy. We tend to sit and schedule ourselves to the minute for our work, our meetings, our schedules, our family obligations. But do we schedule things for our entertainment, for our joy, for our fun, for our happiness? And an easy way to implement that into your life very quickly is creating a morning routine. So when you get out of bed in the morning and you're dealing with sort of the subconscious, conscious, and you're going into a day, please stay away from your phone and stay away from the news right away. Stay away from the negativity. You know, if we start our day on a positive vibe, it travels with us during the day and it feels so much better. And I don't mean to knock Facebook or social media, but I have really shied away from it because every time I go on one of those channels, it's either things that piss me off or someone's passed away or someone's gotten sick. So I put myself more in a positive note before I go reading things that could turn my day around very quickly. And creating a morning routine does not have to be long and overcomplicated. You know, you could do something for 10, 15 minutes, and that's it. Just taking a few minutes just to give yourself that positive vibe, whether it's a visualization, a meditation, you know, put on your favorite song and dance, or just sit and have a nice coffee in silence, or go outside and enjoy the sun. Something simple, but simple things work. Now, tip number 4, chunking things down. Now, we all have big projects that we need to do, but if we make them into bite-sized, doable, manageable pieces, they're not so overwhelming. Because if we create bite-sized projects and we finish them, we feel like we've accomplished something. And we can also then reward ourselves, pat ourselves on the back, give ourselves a little time out with something fun. And, you know, it's just even like your to-do list, check that off. It's that feeling of accomplishment, getting it done, and it just helps you reduce overwhelm. And tip number 5, when you do feel stressed out, just stop. Now, when you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed out and you continue down that road, we lose focus, we start making mistakes, which creates anger, frustration, we get upset, and those things just don't serve us. And if you need to take a quick break and do a quick relaxation practice, I have the Relaxation Lounge. And what that is a monthly membership program, and you can pop on there and you can do a practice. And all my practices are fun, quick, easy, 10, 15 minutes maximum, and just turn things around. Give your mind, body, and soul the break it needs when you feel stressed out. And I hope these tips help you reduce the stress in your life. I know it's been a short episode. I really wanted to come on here because I'm very excited as I have an amazing lineup of speakers for the year. And they will be coming on this podcast starting next week. And they're all experts in their fields. And they'll be coming on here to share different ideas, techniques to help you de-stress. So if you know anybody who struggles with overloading themselves, overwhelming themselves, or anybody who lives in stress or overwhelm or burnout, please share this podcast with them. And if you have a moment, I would love to hear your feedback. Now you can reach me on Facebook, it's Coach with Denise, or Instagram, Coach with Denise. Now I'm wishing you an amazing 2022, and I look forward to helping you reduce the stress in your life. So please subscribe because I have some amazing speakers coming up. And let's make 2022 our best year ever. Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.